podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Back in the, I want to say late 90s, we had this consultant who worked for our station, and he would sit down with me sometimes. He'd say, Dom, you know what? Great discussion on your show might be sometime is the question, can you cheat on your wife and still love her?
Did he sound just like that?
Just like that. Mm-hmm. He had total consultant voice. Dom, throw up sometime. Can you cheat on your spouse and still love them? And I was like, okay, yeah, that might be kind of interesting, but we never did it. Out of the blue, years later, listen to this email from Roxanne. Dom, I was listening to a podcast recently where they were interviewing some athlete's wife. The athlete had cheated on her, but she said, oh, I know that he still loved me, even though he did that. Roxanne writes, I brought this up to my husband and asked him if he really loved me, could he cheat on me? And he said, yes. I was shocked. He said he never would, but that he could see how you could still be completely in love with someone and still have an affair. She writes, it was a very long and uncomfortable discussion after that. I was wondering what you think about it. Can you cheat on someone and still be in love with them? That is from Roxanne. Somewhere in America, this consultant is laughing his butt off right now.
Smiling.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, Mr. Dom, see, you should have listened to me back in the 90s. Interesting, Roxanne. First of all, we're not surprised, I guess, the athlete's wife. That he cheated on her, because that seems to happen all the time.
Yeah, but if your everyday Joe is asking this question, do you think maybe they're thinking
I'm uncomfortable
it?
With this question.
Well, you know, what's funny is that she asked her husband. Now, what do you think a husband generally would say to that? He'd say, no, absolutely not. He didn't even hesitate. He said, yeah, I could be in love with you, and I could still. He says, I'm never going to do it, but I could see how it could happen.
So in love, because, you know, there's the ever-present difference of loving and being in love.
Uh-huh.
So in love and having and sleep with somebody else.
Yeah.
And exchange body fluid.
Can
with
you
someone.
Be in love with one person and yet cheat on them? This guy says yes.
I guess if it's like the heat in the moment thing, maybe you had a couple shots. It comes down to shots, probably. You're
excellent
out.
Point.
Something
no,
happens.
Because I think that if you are actively in love, no matter you'd be having shots with the person you're in love with. I don't think you'd put yourself in a situation where sex can happen. So, no, I would say that, sure, maybe you still love the person, but there's no respect. You know, you're not in love with them if you're, you know, booming with another.
What if you just need to fill a quick desire?
Your body?
Yeah. What?
Well, yeah. Dang.
I don't turned. Know. Again, I'm uncomfortable with this. I can't
Why are
say
you so uncomfortable
any-
with this?
Well, I can't say anything right with when it comes to this.
What
I
do you mean?
Think. Well, I guess I could.
Come
just
on, Jeremy.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Don't cheat.
Right.
Don't
right.
cheat?
I would never cheat.
But you're married and you're in love with Nicole.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think if she had a little fling, how I would feel, or if she would still be in love with me.
Yeah, if she said, honey, I still love you.
How long is this fling?
This
how long
just
is,
happened.
Was it just one night?
Yeah, just one night.
One is like indecent proposal kind of stuff.
Okay, no,
she was
still
no
million,
million
dollars
or Robert
involved.
Redford.
Well, just one night.
Yep. She See, would... I think that is the best way to tackle this situation. You have to think about it happening to you. Like, you know, your wife or, you know, gentleman caller doing it to me, not me being the cheater.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if Nicole...
And then you got to factor in who they cheat with.
Right.
Because if it's really, like, it's...
The
if
bartender
it's really,
at Applebee's.
Really, I've been there. Been there, and that broke up. Yeah, that broke up. But if it was, like, a really good-looking guy, and they were drunk, I could be kind of like, ah, I get it. Okay, I get it.
Whoa!
But she'd still probably come home, in my mind.
Yeah, she wouldn't shower, though.
Yeah. What's that smell?
My guess is that if we did a five call says it all with this, that people immediately scramble to call and say, no, 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 absolutely not. You can't be in love with someone and cheat. Whereas my gut tells me that we have a significant portion of our listening audience that says, yes, I can see how you could be in love with someone and make a mistake, but they would be too afraid to call and say that. Look at this. Our lines have exploded. Here's Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So what's your thought on this?
I think you absolutely can cheat on someone if you love them. I think guys actually do a better job than women about separating emotions from the physical thing of sex. And so I think that when you love someone in a relationship, but you're not getting the physical validation that you need, you can seek it somewhere else, but you still absolutely are in love with the person that you have a relationship with.
You know, you said something interesting. You said something about how guys do a better job of separating that. Do you think there needs to be a separation necessarily?
I do not think there needs to be a separation. I just think that sometimes if you have a great relationship, in my opinion, you have both in that relationship, so
right.
You don't seek it out. But if you still have this really great, emotionally fulfilling relationship, but the physical is missing, the physical is also really important.
Well, it's crucial in a relationship.
Sweet release.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to put you down as a yes, Joe. Thanks for being on the show.
Can I make it one more comment for Chris?
You got to make it really fast. Chris isn't in the room right now.
Oh, okay.
But hold on just a second. I'm going to have somebody get on the line with you. Hold on. I don't want to get sidetracked right now. Hi, Christian. Welcome to the show. Christian,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. I think human beings are emotional, and we're also physical. And ideally, you would attach to someone emotionally that you would never want to do that. But sometimes physical instinct just takes over, and a mistake feels like the right thing to do. And if you engage with someone else when you're in love with someone else, you've just made a mistake. And sometimes mistakes are easy to make after you drink 4 or 5 shots. But if you're drinking 4 or 5 shots, you should be doing it with the one you love.
Well, that's, I think, the point that Emily made, too. That's who you do shots with.
What if she's tired, though?
I would love to do shots with Emily.
Get in line, buddy.
Look, here's the funny thing about Emily, though. She's a big talker, because I've done plenty of shots with Emily, and nothing has ever happened.
She gets really, really tired.
Yeah, I cry and ask people to hold me.
That's true. Christian, have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you.
Let's just cuddle.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.